Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Defense. That ain't third and one, baby. Third and four. Isn't that what's great? It could be used as third and four. It also could be used as the song you listen to your 10-year-old kid and you're driving him at school day because he's got his Bergeron shirt on and he's all fired up for the game one tonight. We put the Bruins goal song on and we listened to it, I think, four times. Nice. And he likes when it goes,
Zombie Nation.
Filled it?
Thank God. I am feeling it, but you know what?
Hockey season just started.
We've been waiting for this for a month.
Hockey season just
feels like we've been waiting around for this for quite some time.
It's like a home opener, baby. This is like opening day. Red Sox, home opener. Baseball just started this week for me. This is real now.
It's real now. Now it's real. Yeah, now it counts.
Players,
this one counts.
Is Tuukka rested enough?
This one counts.
Yeah, has okay. Halak given him enough rest?
The most fascinating thing to me about the Bruins right now is how Bruce Cassidy, and I know this has been talked about at length everywhere. The most fascinating thing is how does Bruce Cassidy handle the goaltending situation?
He took my take.
Well, no, I didn't. I don't have a take. I have a take, but what's your take on it?
Everybody says something.
A lot of people have talked about this, so we're not breaking ground by discussing this.
Maybe it's like the second line, but I think it is the single most important thing as these playoffs start tonight. And how he has treated that goalie from day one when he got the job. I'm not talking about just now or, you know, heading in or do we rest him or I'll give him the quick hook. The accountability that you've put on this goalie, more so than any other player on his team. What does that do? What kind of kick in the ass is that? Like, he's got a chance, rested. He doesn't have any hip injuries. He doesn't have any groin like he's had in the past. Nobody's banged up here. They're pretty damn healthy. I know Kevin Miller's out there, but they're pretty damn healthy. So let's go, baby. Let's give it a shot. You know, lightning loose last night. Let's go.
So what is your Bruce thought, though, regarding the goalie? You said it's...
If it gets ugly, say it's a quick 2-0, maybe he'll just go right to Halak. Let's go. No hesitation. Where club may have written him out.
Maybe
he might start him next game.
In game one? So tonight, Bruins go down quick, 2-0. You yank Tuukka Rask?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
There's no chance.
No shot.
Mm. Not after 2-0.
No way.
Depends how quick, I'm saying. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
All right.
That's it. Now you're done. No, I'm not.
I understand why. Because I mean, you know, they have the ability to score and score quick, but they'd have to do something to counter that, right? I think you know if you're watching it, is it getting away from this goalie? Is this game getting away from the goalie? I think you got a guy you could go to here.
I expect
Tuukka not to be like that. I expect to be great.
What surprises me most about my feelings on this?
Yes,
it doesn't bother me because Stanley Cup champions. You go back the last several years. They use different goalies throughout the playoff run.
Penguins goalie sucked.
It's become, and again, they're not doing it by choice. They're not doing it like, you know, a starting rotation of pitchers. But you can win the Stanley Cup using different goalies throughout your playoff run. In fact, that's how teams have done it. So it's, to me, I'm surprised at how little I'm concerned with the play of Tuukka Rask going into tonight's game, because I figure if they got to go to Halak, it's not the worst thing in the world.
I think if his team gets hot, and if that goalie can get hot and stay hot, meaning Tuukka, and I'm rooting for him, I want him to do that. I think Cassidy's going to get all the credit for that and the way he's handled this goalie, specifically Tuukka. Going back to the beginning of the year, whatever issue there was, him getting away from it, coming back and not kissing his ass, not spoon-feeding him, but holding him accountable. And Cassidy has done his job there. And if they get rolling here, and that's the reason this guy gets hot, Cassidy's going to get a lot of credit for that. Because I think he's handled him perfectly. So let's see. Let's go. Let's see what Krejci's got.
All right,
see if he's got a little pep in his step.
So to this point this year, in terms of the game started for the goalies, the breakdown was 45 for Tuukka, 37 for Halak. That was a lot of games for Halak, and Halak was statistically better. Listen, if you've been watching all year, you know that Tuukka Rask had a really good year. Yeah. You also know that the head coach, in Bruce Cassidy, has been pretty hard on him. Has given him the kick in the ass that you so desire.
Maybe because he looks at it, and some of the coaches, and Parcells was so good at this. He knew how he had to maybe walk on eggshells with some guys or spoon feed, but he knew which guys he could ride, because sometimes that guy needs to be ridden. He really does. Like, he's got to get his ass kicked, and you got to make an example of him to get him going.
He tweaked him all year long.
Oh,
all year long, and it worked.
Has it responded? Yes.
It worked.
Yeah.
And I think the workload was pretty good down the stretch. They seemed to find a balance there. They found a balance all year long. I don't think that it is crazy to think that we are going to see Halak at some point in this playoff run for the Bruins.
Not at all. And how crazy?
I don't even think it's controversial.
How crazy is it that it's not crazy?
Yeah. You could lose eight.
You know what? I don't think they're the only team in the playoffs right now that this is going to be the case for.
No. Look at the games last night. But you could lose you could theoretically lose these first two games here at home, and Halak could be starting.
Can I tell you what is a little odd though, Hardy? Mm-hmm. It is a little odd when you're talking about a guy who gets paid like Tuukka Rask and is considered a top end goaltender like Tuukka Rask.
Yeah,
that's a little different.
But Halak has enough experience, and he's got enough on his resume to where. Number one, it doesn't bother me. Out of the two, you're going to have both goalies playing at the top of their game throughout the run. Who do you go with? You go with Tuukka. I just think that fundamentally he's the better goalie. But Halak would be fine. And if Halak is playing at the top of his game and Tuukka's a little bit off, who do you choose between those two? Tuukka, who's a little off, or Halak, who is unconscious?
Halak.
It's Halak. That makes it
45-37. That's not a big. That's not a huge swing.
The difference between
years past, right?
The difference between the two in terms of talent when they're at the top of their game is not all that different. I mean, I understand a shutout is a shutout, but when you go up against really talented scoring offenses, like, you know, everyone expects they will against Tampa. You put Halak in there at the top of his game, and if Tuukka's struggling, no, it's Halak. I'm comfortable with that.
I don't think they're going to start Halak just out of routine.
No, they're okay. They're not going to do a rotation, I don't think.
No, but it could become that if Tuukka doesn't play well at any point. And sort of the interesting part to me is, what will that take? The situation that Zoe just described, he goes down quick,
2-0.
Nope, that's not it.
3-0.
That's not it. It would have to be something far worse than that for him to get pulled in the middle of a game. But if he doesn't have a great game,
3-0, 8 minutes in,
you pull a goalie in the playoffs in the middle of a game. Now you're messing with stuff to a larger degree, as opposed to, all right, next game we're going to try something else.
Right.
It sends a different message.
You really have to wait till game three. Yeah. Like, he'd have to have two bad games, and then you can start him up in Toronto.
I don't know that you.
I'm not sure that that's the way you'd want to do it either.
Ooh,
in fact,
wow.
If there's a time to tweak him, if there's a time to do what Bruce Cassidy has done so well this entire year, right? Which is sort of get on Tuukka, sort of ride him a little bit, you know, tweak him, get the best out of him, which he's done a good job of doing. Wouldn't the time to do that be here early in the series at home?
I guess.
And then it's in the back of his head the whole way.
Oh, yeah.
If I don't play well, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't play well, it's going to be Halak.
I got no problem with that.
And so if he comes out tonight and does not have a good game one, we have no reason to believe that would be the case. But we're playing hypothetical games right now. If he were to come out tonight and sucks, and by the way, the Bruins can't afford to have crappy goaltending. They just can't. If you want to go on this deep run that I know some people here believe they're capable of doing, there are people in this town that believe they're capable of going to the Cup Finals.
There's national people picking them.
Okay.
Sneaky Cup winner.
So if you want that to happen, you are going to need excellent play from the goalie position at all times. So if he sucks tonight, what's the problem with Chain making a change for game two at home? Where's the issue? You're going to lose him? You're going to lose Tuukka? I think we've seen this year that...
I don't think he gets phased out.
That he, you, it's not a, you don't have to worry about losing Tuukka. Right. It's about poking and prodding and getting the best out of him.
Yeah.
So I would not hesitate if I were Bruce Cassidy to make a change in game two of this series. Never mind game three. Game two. It's a game-to-game situation. And I don't think they've ever really gone into the playoffs with it being this sort of situation with this team, where they have another very competent goaltender to go to right away. Now, you could say that it was the case with Tim Thomas and Tuukka when they overlapped. But in terms of a split workload in the regular season, and would Tuukka Rask be shocked if all of a sudden he got benched in the first series for Yaroslav Halak?
No.
No.
No, and that's why it's different. They've never really been in this spot before.
Yeah. And it's fun. It is fun. I'm excited. I'm excited for tonight. You people in for a treat today. Coffee machine is working.
So this is what we're excited for, the Bruins, the goalie situation, the fact that they got somebody in case Tuukka blows up. That's what
we got over here.
Yeah, it's playoffs. Tuukka's going to blow up and Halak's going to come in.
Yeah, I think
is that what we're doing tonight?
I think it's really interesting. I think this is going to be an interesting thing to watch.
Do you like your take-off?
That's got you pumped for the playoffs?
No. No. What should pump me up for the playoffs, Jim? What shall
maybe you and me should go
we
push
be
buttons.
Pumped about today?
Yeah, I should go there and push the buttons.
Should they beat Toronto in round one?
Well, no, Zuz said that's his biggest excitement about tonight is the fact that they have a backup
the head
goalie.
Coach. It's more about the head coach. That's the point. This coach might be ready for this, man.
I think we're at a point now with Bruce Cassidy where
Bruce Cassidy's a button pusher.
He needs to prove that he's a good coach in the playoffs.
And look at this.
Because he has not been to this point.
NBC Sports Boston, get T-Bone's hat on TV. T-Bone is wearing his youth Bruins hat with that he got Disney World with the yellow bill.
Bruce Cassidy's been a great coach for the Bruins since he took over. I think we're all happy with him as head coach. They haven't exactly been great in the playoffs with him as the head coach. This could be an opportunity to prove that his way of doing business carries over into the playoffs. And I don't think you can prove that by beating Toronto in the first round.
No.
But it's still something worth watching the entire way. It is. Bruce Cassidy, head coach. Time for him to prove something, too. 617-779-0985. Let's talk about David Krejci. Let's talk about Brad Marchand. Let's talk about some of the goal scores, okay?
I don't want to get in trouble with Jim again.
Yeah, I mean... God forbid we pull the goalie.
I don't know. Are we allowed to be interested in the goalie situation?
Nope. Not to Jim. Jim said there's a lot more other things
to
talk about.
You can't say that that's a fun part of this. Not allowed.
It's intriguing.
Well, no, when Zoe said that's what gets me excited about this, that's, I don't know. Does that, that's
you know what gets me excited, Jim? If he freaking pitches a goose egg tonight. How about that one?
Gets me excited if he never has to be pulled, because that means they're doing really well.
Right. That means the coach did his job and motivated his ass and got him ready, and he's rested.
But, Jim, don't you find it interesting
that... Overthink it all the time.
...that Stanley Cup champions...
That's hard.
...in recent years have gone with multiple goalies throughout the playoffs?
We'll get to Marcus Smart later this hour as well. We're going to talk to Brad Stevens coming up at 11:20. So we've got a lot to get to today. We'll start with the Bruins. Okay, Bruins fans?
Oh, you okay,
we're
Bruins
starting
fans?
With the Bruins. Is that good enough
Let's
for you?
Some hockey.
617-779-0985 on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LifelineMA.org.
Else.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
It's a long year, so I think every team would tell you, you take a deep breath on Sunday. You know, listen, I think every player, coaches, you're all playing to be a Stanley Cup champion, so now that opportunity presents itself. So I don't want to describe it in one word, but I don't think there's a guy in the room isn't excited and anxious to get going. Probably a little bit of nerves as well every year, what's in front of you, but for the most part, I think our guys are relishing the opportunity to grow on what we've accomplished here so far.
Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy getting ready for the playoffs. As you get ready for the playoffs and you're the Bruins, there's one thing that you should probably want to count on. It's an interesting angle to this series. This is David Krejci's time of year. David Krejci is a great playoff performer. Remember when the Bruins tried to go get John Tavares? Remember that?
Yep.
How'd that work out? They didn't get him. He went to Toronto. Who was going to be out if John Tavares ended up in Boston? Who may have taken offense?
I would say Krejci.
Right?
Yeah.
And so this is now a series that you would hope playing across and possibly playing against John Tavares in this series. Shouldn't that sort of give me a little more motivation?
You would think. Yeah, you would think. But, I mean, he's been around for so long now. Now, is that really what David Krejci needs to get going? The guy's skill set alone and the fact that this is playoff times and everybody's watching and you're the primetime freaking game on Saturday night, that stuff should motivate you. Open it at home. That place going to be juiced tonight. Not that you need that, but, yeah. We've seen his team not deal well with home ice in years past, but think of all the things that motivate Krejci. Yeah, but that's what we've always said about him. You have David Krejci because of the playoffs. Because when the lights are its brightest, that's when he's at his best. I expect him to be great tonight. That's why I'd slid that in.
I don't think that's why they have David Krejci. I mean, that's just something that David Krejci is historically.
But it's nice to count on. I mean, you have a core group.
Great. You don't have him on the roster time. At the money he makes because, oh, he's good for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Can do whatever he wants in the regular season, but come playoff time, that's what we pay him for. That's not what it's about with him. So this is something that I think that you're going to count on, something they're going to need to get production from. The other part of it is Brad Marchand was really good in the playoffs last year, production-wise, which broke a cold snap for him in the playoffs. I'm sort of watching to see how he follows that performance up from a year ago. Because for quite some time, we were talking about Brad Marchand's gone cold in the playoffs. Brad Marchand's gone cold in the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, last year, he had a good playoff run.
Yeah, now look at the points. Now over 100 points, like this could be his time.
Does he follow it up with another good performance?
Yeah.
Like he did a year ago. He was very productive a year ago on a team that had some production issues come playoff time. So those are two guys that I think are worth keeping an eye on as well. But the goalie situation, that one could be really interesting along the way.
It should, but not according to Jim. So if you want to call and hammer Jim too, that's good. 617-779-0985. We're loaded. Can't get through, but keep trying.
Chris is in the car. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. You're right. I think it's David Krejci. You know, that's you wait. You know, this is his spot. But then you look at Rask, and in the history, he hasn't really stepped up, you know, in the playoffs. I mean, he's probably one of the best regular season goalies, you know, that we've seen. But it's one of those things. I think if he craps his pants game one, you don't wait till game three. And you give Halak a chance in game two. I think Beadle touched on that earlier. But what do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree with you with that on 100%. Don't wait till game three. You don't have to wait around and watch two games of that. If Tuukka comes out and doesn't play well tonight, to the bench you go. And you bring in the other goalie. And I actually think that's the way it's going to play out. I think it's going to be that quick hook. If Bruce Cassidy feels he needs more from the position, you're going to see him go to Halak. Two goalies. Let's go to Bill in the truck. Bill.
Hey, how? Good morning, fellas. How
hey,
are
what's
you?
Up?
Hey, listen, I this Tuukka Rask is a goalie situation. What a problem to have. You've got two bona fide professional goalies. If Tuukka, I don't know what you consider struggling. If a 3-2 loss is a crappy game, I don't know what your answer is, but these are two qualified goalies that have four solid lines in front of them. This team is going to go deep, I'm telling you right now. They are good. They are ready to go.
Okay. I think the difference is, if you want to know what the difference is that you have a coach that's willing to make the change. That's what the difference is. I don't think that Tuukka Rask has established himself as the absolute number one guy that has to completely fall apart to lose the job. I don't think that's what's going on here. And if they were to go to Halak, that I don't think that means that Tuukka's not going to start again either.
Right. No, you go back and forth.
I don't think all of a sudden if Tuukka is
starting
in potentially a game two, I don't think that means he's done for the series right. or anything like that.
Wouldn't that be something?
All of a sudden it's split again.
Wouldn't that be something? Lose 5-1, all of a sudden you're not starting game two.
But I don't think that would mean that he's done. Mark in Medford on Tuukka Rask. Hi, Mark.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey.
Listen, if Tuukka Rask lets up some goals tonight that are deflected or it's a great play in front of the net that he has no chance at, I can live
with that. That's different. Yep, that's different.
But there's a big but in here, okay? The big but is the first time he lets up a wrist shot from 40 feet beyond the faceoff circle, take him out. Out.
I don't think they're going to do it in game unless it's bad, unless you go down 4-0.
They will do it in game. The first time he shows
signs. The first time he gives up a wrist shot from 40 feet out, they're going to pull him.
Maple Leafs, they're going to pull him from the game?
That goal he let up in the last game of the season, that was about a 45-footer from in between the face-off circle with nobody in front of him. And it was a wrist shot, and that went right by him like he didn't even see it. There is no excuse for that, guys. None whatsoever. Those 40-footers, you have to save.
I know, and they're not going to do it the way you want it to be done. That happens tonight. It's 1-0 Toronto. Yeah, pull him out of the game. Get him out. I don't see it playing out that way. Johnny's in Somerville on the Bruins today. Johnny!
How are you doing, guys? Big fan of the show.
What's up?
So I want to talk about the first lines. I think, you know, if your first line shows up, Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak, they can win you a series. We saw it last year. But I think that X factor is the second line. Krejci's born for the playoffs. They got DeBrusk. They might plug in Kuhlman or Johansson there, but I think they got the skill to do it. And Toronto's back end is terrible. It's terrible. They'll be able to. And the Bruins got hot. They're going to go far. I'm going to hang up and listen. Great show, guys.
They got hot. They're going far. So Mike Milbury was talking on NBC about how these lines are going to sort of match up and how the Austin Matthews line could end up being matched up on the Bergeron line. To try and negate one another. Which then would mean the Tavares line is on the Krejci line to try and negate one another. Which then would mean that this series will be decided by third and fourth lines. Mm. Doesn't that get you excited?
Sure does.
Yay!
Around here. Yeah.
Yay! Muckers and grinders
we love
for
those
the win.
Here. High glass line. Yeah,
we're all about the third and fourth line.
Those are good ones.
So I think that could be something we watch too. If those lines sort of negate one another.
You hear how he said two there? He's like two.
Two. We're talking
he's
Canadian
talking
today.
He's talking hockey.
Get ready to hear Bonesy tonight.
Yeah. Oh, ready. We got something
Bonesy.
For you.
Yeah, Bonesy. Yeah. Go get a cup of chowder before the game.
Maybe it'll stand down Babcock, at the Intercontinental.
Babcock going to go get a chowder.
Stay at the Intercontinental.
Bonesy, they don't have any Horties down here. I had to bring along my own Horties ground coffee, and a coffee maker for the room.
A little press. Take a walk to Faneuil Hall. Yeah,
they got munchkins, but they don't have horty holes. That's what I can really go for. They really stick to your ribs, eh?
Eat that hole.
By the way, speaking of Mike Babcock, did you hear him on the Garden the other day?
No.
As much as you say it's a hostile environment, I've never seen a fan play yet.
Oh.
Well, I think it's real imperative. You know, as much as we say it's a hostile environment, I've never seen a fan play yet. You know, it's going to be on the ice for sure. It's going to be amongst two teams. And they know what we're about and we know what they're about. Now we got to go out and execute.
Go get that
what
chowder.
Did I say about?
Go get that chowder before we go to game.
Bolt.
A little chowder for lunch.
A little crumb chowder. A little crackers you put in there.
Crumb chowder.
It up.
So,
Spoon. You put the spoon.
There you go, Bruins fans. You're going down, the game spoon, tonight. Mike Babcock says you don't matter.
Yeah, you don't matter.
That, hostile environment doesn't mean jack.
Never seen a fan play yet.
Yeah, you're not coming down and playing in this game, so you don't really matter. That's the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
What if Cassidy
Bruins
said
fans
that? What if Cassidy said
with
that?
Tickets for tonight's game, the environment you create,
you don't matter.
Cannot faze them. So there you go.
He You see what NBC Sports Boston is running to the night the glass almost broke with Felger and Amonte. It was a little part of that special last night. We're getting there. See, Felger's not going to be there doing that post game again, though. Can't break that glass. Or will he? No. Where do they put him? They put him in studio? He'll be in studio. Or they stick him down there. Put him out with the people. Put Felger with the people. I want Felger with the people. Or maybe he's not even doing post game. I don't know. Mike tapped out. Who knows?
No, it's Felger and Amonte.
Oh, it is?
He said it last night. He said it on TV last night.
Oh, let's get greasy then. Yeah. I want my Amonte unbathed, unshaven.
I love how he just rolls out for the playoffs. It's so great. I love it.
He's never really like, oh, wow, look at him. Oh, he's put on some weight. No, he actually looks thinner. No, he just didn't shave.
He's so good, though.
Oh, he's great. Great delivery. Love it. I'll be tuned in.
Hardy has headlines. When we come back on the other side, we're going to mix in the news on the Celtics from yesterday. That is Marcus Smart. We'll be out 4 to 6 weeks, according to the team. We'll get to that story next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
First, our introduction.
Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is Marcus down? Marcus is not involved in this play. Sends in the basket.
And Aaron Gordon ends up giving a foul. Marcus Smart now just getting up, and he's putting his left hand on his hip. He's saying, I'm okay, but he's really gingerly walking back to the bench. Celtics have already had Jason Tatum lead this game. The absolute last thing you want in what has turned out to be a meaningless night.
Marcus Smart going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. I asked you 2 days ago, Zoe. I said, philosophically, who do you believe? The coach of a team like Brad Stevens or Adrian Wojnarowski?
Woj.
You said Woj, and I said, of course.
All I do is watch tape.
I always trust Woj. I don't trust the coaches or the GMs. You had Danny Ainge yesterday on TNR talking about it being a positive outlook. You had Brad Stevens a day ago or 2 days ago now saying day to day. What the hell happened here? He was so hurt. He was so he was in so much pain that he couldn't go get the MRI. And that's what took so long for the definitive diagnosis. And they're out there telling you, oh, no, it's not serious day to day. Bull crap.
Oh, he's moving fine.
Now he's out for a month and a half.
Coach is alarmed.
So I read the press release last night. It says 4 to 6 weeks before resuming basketball activity.
Sucks.
Which is always a vague term. Does that mean 4 to 6 weeks to return to practice? 4 to 6 weeks to return to dribbling a basketball by himself out there on the court? That doesn't mean 4 to 6 weeks and he's back playing basketball activity.
He looks, I was going to say he could literally just be shooting a basketball, but with an oblique, he might not be able to shoot a basketball.
He may be restricted. Oh.
Still bit his tongue.
Son of him.
You okay?
Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah.
You hear that one?
No, I didn't hear it.
Chopped right through it.
It's sort of soft tissue. It's not like there's a bone in the middle of it.
Oh, man.
Is there blood?
Give me some water, please.
Thank you. Yeah. Spit onto a white piece of paper. Let me see.
Let's see. Check the... what you got there.
Well, it's kind of brown. You drink coffee?
A little bit. I've it's tough before, to tell then. But I chopped right through it. I don't know when I bit my tongue.
You know, how do you know?
Yeah, I stopped.
You can feel it.
Oh, yeah. Bite your tongue. That's all right. I push through it. I'm tough like Marcus Smart.
Okay, Marcus Smart's now on. So what does that mean, Green Teamers? What are you doing now? You dooming and glooming this?
I'm not dooming and glooming. I mean, you should be able to get through Indiana.
No. They absolutely need to get through Indiana. Marcus Smart's injury provides zero excuse for the Celtics not getting through Indiana.
Good. Glad you said that. Yeah.
I just want to know if it's also, if it's now the excuse for not beating Milwaukee. Is that what it is?
Maybe.
I already heard Shaughnessy do that on Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he's with us on Tuesdays. Oh, they need smart power. Yeah. And I said to him, I said, well, you got to admit, you know, Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens, I mean, they've come out and said it's not what it was initially thought to be.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And he was sort of not buying it. And I should have stuck to my guns from the very beginning and not bought any of it. By the way, we're going to talk to Brad Stevens coming up at 11:20 this morning.
Another liar.
I'm going to ask him, how do you go from day to day to 4 to 6 weeks?
No wonder he changed his time.
How did that happen?
Well, no wonder he changed his time.
How did that? It may not be him. He might, you know, say, well, I can only go by what the medical staff is telling me.
The story about him being too painful to get in the MRI, I wonder if that literally scared everybody and said, oh, right, well, this is way more serious than we actually think it is.
Yes. And
so maybe they weren't technically lying, even though we all thought it was something serious when it first happened. But
like I said, the player's not soft. We've seen this guy. We've seen this guy go flying into the crowd, diving on the floor. We see him get up. He pointed to the bench to help him get off the court. He couldn't put any pressure on that leg. He knew it was a hip pointer or an oblique right away.
With the NBA, you always wonder, though.
Not this guy, though. This guy doesn't. He doesn't ever flop or fake it. No. I knew this was something more.
My thought is this. I don't think that it is going to stop them from beating Milwaukee.
Good. Good for round two. Good.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
Well, let's go.
Are they better with them? Of course
they
are.
Let's get two teams hot, baby.
You can't tell me that they're incapable of beating Milwaukee now because they don't have Marcus Smart. I'm not buying that. I'm not going to do that. You can all do it, though, and then you can all act like it was the greatest comeback ever when they do beat Milwaukee.
Do you think they're going to beat Milwaukee, though?
Yes.
So you think they're going to beat the Pacers and beat Milwaukee without Smart?
Can we get through the Pacers?
Right. Well, here's what I'll say. The Milwaukee series will be a difficult series. I've said that all along. So do I know definitively that they're going to beat Milwaukee? I can't say that definitively. I know that they're going to beat the Pacers. They need to beat the Pacers. I know. Ridiculous. Zero thought given there.
He's 5'1". He can't bend down into the camera.
I just noticed that.
Behind.
Yeah, the intern just tried to duck down. First of all, he's 20 years old and flexible, and he's 5'0".
I could put him in a suitcase.
And somehow his head made it into the camera view.
So they're not going to get embarrassed against Milwaukee. That's still going to be a very competitive series the way it would have been from the get-go. So I'm just not buying in on the Celtics are cooked against Milwaukee because they don't have Marcus Smart. You shouldn't be thinking that way.
It shouldn't matter, but I think it does.
Well, I think Marcus Smart matters.
Of course, it matters because you're better with him, and you're going to miss some elements of him.
Going back to before the start of the season,
the team becomes soft.
It shouldn't matter.
Becomes softer without him.
Okay, you're going to have a toughness. You're going to have an edge, and nobody likes to play against him. No one likes to have Marcus Smart guarding him. But come on, you get into a shootout between Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, and you got Al out there and Jason Tatum. Does this team give you confidence that they can go out there and win any tight series against any opponent without having every valuable resource available to them? I don't feel that way. I like them against the Pacers still. I don't love them against Milwaukee without Marcus Smart. It changes my opinion on that. It goes from a Celtics win in 6 or 7 to now I give the edge back to the Bucks. If Marcus is not available for any of those.
In games. How many games?
6 or 7.
Okay, so it's still a deep series that could go either way.
I just told you which way it was going to go. Yeah. Were you not listening?
Well, you're saying they win it with
Marcus. Without Marcus, they lose it. It's a swing.
I think you're still in a position where that series could go either way.
Yeah, they're not going to get swept. They're not going to get swept by anybody.
Which is to say, I don't think much changes. Is it more difficult? Yes. Do they have enough talent to overcome the loss of Marcus Smart? They do.
Pretty big change.
They do.
Win or lose the series.
They do. I don't think that's necessarily the case.
Well,
we'll have to see how it plays out. That's sports. Watching how it plays out.
You miss him, don't you?
See how it plays out.
I do.
That's why we're going to watch the games. That's why they play them. Caller 10 coming up next. We'll be scoring a $100 gift card for the Under Armour Brand House. Don't call now. Then you just DQ yourself. So wait until we come back on the other side. We're giving away a $100 gift card to the Under Armour Brand House. So don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
We'll get back to your calls in a couple minutes. Right now, caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 gift card for the Under Armour Brand House at the Pro. You can get your last-minute running or watching gear at the Under Armour Brand House, and you can actually spend Marathon Monday with UA and watch the race from their viewing bays near the finish line. Pretty great stuff. And if you're caller 10 right now, you're going to get that $100 gift card. On the contest line only, please. 617-931-0985. Meanwhile, Bruins getting ready for their Game 1 matchup with Toronto tonight at TD Garden. And to talk about that series and tonight's game, we welcome in from Nesson, our friend Billy Jaffe on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hi, Billy.
Hi, Beetle.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good. You went Warrior this morning?
All right.
Another day. Yeah, another day. Yeah, I'm at Warrior. Of course I'm at Warrior. Where are you guys? Aren't you guys supposed to be?
Well, we're back studio. In our Town Fair Tire studio. We're making sure that everything sounds good from here today.
You guys do sound good. I heard you talking Bruins at the opening segment. It was great. Exciting.
So what do you think about the goalie situation? Do you think there could be a change at some point if Tuukka doesn't play well?
Yeah, of course there will. If whoever doesn't perform, there could be a change. I mean, this is a game-by-game situation right now, so there's no hesitation. If there's, I understand we're taking the negative potential first thing to talk about, but because I guess that's, in everybody's mind. But if he does have a bad performance, and for that matter, let's say there's a couple of other players that have a subpar performance. We're talking skaters. They'll be changed out too. But, look, I heard you guys talking about it, and I agree that are you going to use the term leash? There's a short leash, sure. For a guy like that, because you can't have bad goaltending in this series. We know that this is too gifted of an offensive team in Toronto Maple Leafs. If you're not getting solid goaltending, you're going to have to make a change.
How many people you got there on the ice? Sounds really crowded.
It's true. They just started coming up, and we're doing some video. And right now we've got about six guys on the ice. Pasternak's at this end, taking some passes from Kampfer, and now he's doing a little side to side with Chara right now at this end of the ice.
How much you worry about both these top lines negating each other to where it falls on your third and fourth, and that's going to decide this series?
I don't worry about it because that's where I'm, at least from a tactical perspective, I'm hoping that the Bruins' third line is better than what it was last year. I mean, that's why you acquired Coyle and Johansson, and he's electing to go with Danton Heinen, who struggled early on in the year, got himself going, and now he's on that line. I'd like them to be a difference maker. Look, I also think that if you're talking the top line, if you're talking the Bergeron line, I mean, there's still David Krejci and Jake DeBrusk that have put up some pretty darn good numbers the second half of the year offensively. So, I mean, look, Patrice Bergeron and his line mates are used to seeing the best of the best, and now they're going to get a really good line for the most part in Tavares. Who knows how much they'll get, considering that the Bruins are the home team for matchup purposes. But I'm all right with that. When it's all said and done, I still think that this is the best line in the National Hockey League.
Why do you think it is that David Krejci's had so much success in the playoffs in his career?
Because he's tougher than people give him credit for. We've seen it in the regular season this year, Beetle. His physical play, first of all, he's healthy and he's happy in the playoffs, it seems. But also, the playoffs are made for guys that think. The guy that just go hell's bells, of course you got to pick up the pace, but he doesn't think. The guy, Krejci doesn't really get his heart rate up that much. He's just a mellow guy, and I think with his his given skills and his ability to think the game, that's what makes him special. And he's stronger than people realize. We saw a lot of that this year, engaging in certain wall battles where, you know, guys were getting after him and he gave a return hit or a reverse type hit, and he controlled the puck, he controlled the play. And that's a lot of playoff hockey too.
Like, we had Ty Anderson on, and not no, we did, but Felger had him on yesterday. He goes, hey, what's the only way they lose a series? And he said, the goalies. What's another? Give me something else, another way that the Bruins could get beat in this series other than, hey, your goalie stunk the joint out.
They lose their structure. This is not, this Bruins team is not a team that sits back and is passive, so they're not the boring team. But what they have to be is they have to be really stout, whether it's on top of the puck in the forecheck, in the neutral zone, closing gaps. Don't get into a track meet with this Toronto team because they are fast. They're really fast, and they're really skilled in their top three lines. From, you know, from 1 through 9, they're forwards. So that's another way. If they lose their defensive structure and they can't gap up and they can't, then they could be in trouble, no doubt about it.
When you look at the Bruins defensively, where do you see maybe a weak link for the Bruins as they go into this series?
Well, defensively, how about just on their power play? They gave up 15 shorthanded goals this year, too. That was something that they just cannot afford to do that come playoff time. Defensively, it's, you know, perhaps it's moving the puck. It's just, you know, sometimes their D are really good, you know, facing up, and they have back pressure, some of the best back pressure guys in the league, and Bergeron and Marchand, et cetera. But sometimes the Bruins, when they've had issues, it's on their first pass out of their zone, Beetle. That could be a place where they'd have trouble.
Home ice matter to this team? I mean, we said, you know, like in past years, it really doesn't. We've seen them not perform well at home.
Look, does it matter? Yeah, it matters when it's all said and done. I'd much rather have a game 7 at home. Look, we saw last night Columbus beat Tampa after down 3-0 in Tampa. Home ice matters, yeah. But that's the funny thing. People say, well, it doesn't really matter. That's garbage because you're still going to lose at home, okay? There's a chance you're going to lose at home. But when it's all said and done, being at home doesn't guarantee a game 7 victory. But it is a better chance. There's no doubt about it. And the feel is better.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point you bring up with the Tampa, because now all of a sudden everybody's like, uh-oh, look at this. And, you know, you lose game one. You want to play at home a couple more times. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. You're going to lose. There's a good chance you're going to lose a game at home. Sometimes, too. Last year, round one, Columbus beat Washington 2 games on the road. Hello. And you see what happened after. Washington still came back, but you're going to lose at home.
All right, Billy, appreciate the time. Yeah. Looking forward to the series.
What kind of suit you wearing tonight?
Oh, I got a 3-piece for you tonight, Joe.
Sweet.
Are you really going 3-piece tonight?
3-piece. Steve Burton let you borrow it, huh?
I am. I'm going 3-piece. And actually, I had to put it on now. I got to go do some NHL Network stuff here in the room. They just opened it up. So, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Are you going to take the slacks off in the intervening hours, kind of like
let them breathe,
like Ace Rothstein in Casino? You don't want them to get too wrinkled.
I'm a step ahead of you, buddy. I got the jeans on the bottom. I'm all business
smart,
on top.
Smart.
I'm casual on the bottom.
That's Billy Sharp. He knows.
All right, Bill.
All right, buddy.
Gentlemen.
See ya.
Talk to you later. Let's go. Let's get it going.
Let's go.
All right. Billy Jaffe joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Let's go.
Let's get ready for
Chicago.
Hockey.
Ready for hockey.
Yeah.
Play a series in Boston tonight.
Boo.
What?
I get excited. Why? I can't help it. I get excited. It's the best sports week of the year.
Hello.
It is. Got the Masters going on. We got Bruins playoff. Hockey starts tonight.
Nobody cares about the Masters.
Oh, you're not watching it?
Not if the big guy ain't in it.
You told me to turn on both the TVs for live look-ins in here.
Because I got
the
monitor Tiger over early. Here. Let's get in.
That here. Was working until you started fiddle-effing around with it.
Oh, old man pulls back. Well, here we go.
So I was upset about the Celtics start time, though, Sunday.
Just don't touch anything.
Have you heard Celtics start time? Okay, one o'clock Sunday. Easter Sunday. 1 o'clock, whatever that's going to be, game 3 or game 4.
Game 4, yeah.
Which tells me I will see neither game live.
As a very religious person, that has to interfere with your
We'll be en route
Easter
to the
plans.
Cape, correct. Yes. But I will listen to Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell on the call right here, 985 The Sports Hub. Yep.
At 1 o'clock, you're going to be heading down there?
Yeah, dinner's at 2:30, yeah. What do you want me to do?
90 seconds. I mean, no commercials.
Go down early.
You think I ain't going to eat ham that day?
We're going to hear from Kyrie Irving, who opened up a little bit yesterday.
Stupid start times.
Talking about his season, talking about the Celtics season. You will hear from the Celtics star himself coming up after these headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline. MA.org.